Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Frances Dalby.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's been a while, but we have talked about the county public transportation organization called the Senior Center Resources Public Transit, which is certainly a mouthful.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah, also known as SCRIPT, which is a lot easier.
Yes.
But it's also called the Connection.
The transit part is called the Connection. So you may see some buses or vans out in the community, and they've got a kind of cute logo. It looks like puzzle pieces, blue with little people on it. And yeah, that's the Connection, which is the public transit portion.
So if we just call it the Connection, then...
That'll be easier for our purposes today. How is that?
Okay. But this is a... This is an organization that picks people up in a large, what I would call, van.
Yes.
It's kind of a mini bus, and takes them pretty much wherever they need to go, and people make arrangements for these pickups.
It's not your traditional public transit,
no.
Where in, you know, bigger cities we may think there's a bus stop, then you take
right.
the blue route or the yellow route yeah. or whatever the case may be. It's a curb-to-curb service, and they do ask that you schedule at least a day in advance, and you may say, I want to go to Walmart, and then I want you to bring me home. Or you may say, I want to go to Walmart, Walgreens, and then, you know, to the pet store, or whatever your needs are for the day. And a lot of people, you know, they schedule all of their outings at once. Now, I will tell you, the transportation is not only for senior citizens.
Mm.
Because it's looped with the senior center resources, a lot of people immediately think, well, it's only for the seniors.
Uh-huh.
And that is not the case. Anyone can call and make an appointment. There is a charge for, you know, the average Joe, per se, to go within the city, and then there's a different charge for within the county, and now they have the, takes you to the DART station in Rowlett, and there's a different charge for that.
Well, as a matter of fact, what made me think of this recently was that our mayor here in Commerce, Wyman Williams, who also is, of course, a major, powerful figure with the university.
He's pretty plugged in.
rather well-connected, mentioned that that this service would be great for students.
Yeah,
who need to get to Dallas, perhaps. And so you ride, if they don't have a car, don't have a ride, they can ride the Connection to Rowlett and then get on DART.
Yes, that's exactly the point. So they would call the day before, possibly 2 days before, and say, I need to get to Dallas. And they would make an appointment to be picked up at 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever the time is. And they would ride the Connection bus to Rowlett, get off at Rowlett, and catch the DART. And, I mean, logistically, they could go all the way to the Fort Worth
mm-hmm.
if they wanted to.
Yes, as far as that. And the fees are pretty nominal. $10, I think, for the Rowlett.
$10 to Rowlett.
But just within the county,
$3? $3 each way, so...
Yeah. So that, and we'll make a link to, I'm sure they have a website.
They do.
Mm-hmm. We'll make a link to that, but we'll try to help people get in contact with
Let
them.
Let me make another plug for them. And because of the new routes, they are looking for drivers. So if you've got any students or even retired folks who just want to work part-time, you do not have to have your CDL. But
and what is that?
Commercial driver's license,
okay,
I believe, is what that stands for.
That's right.
And you don't have to have that, but they do the training for you so that you can get that, because the small vans, like you said, they don't have to have it,
yeah.
But the 14-passenger, they do.
We're talking with Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Going to get on to another topic, but you say they're serving or maybe making 200 or so runs a day?
At least. Probably more than that. I would
that's
say closer to 300.
Boy, that's
trips.
Trips
mm-hmm.
per day.
Yeah.
That's really pretty significant. Yeah. We don't have a lot of time left, and I want to talk about your gala that's coming up, but you're wrapping up your summer meals program for kids.
We are. We're feeding about 200, 220 a day, and we fed throughout the county this year. We have closed up most of them, but we're still feeding at the J. Lou Park and Clark Street until the 25th when school starts.
Okay, good. And then enough time to talk about the Hearts and Hands United Gala, and this is coming up Saturday, August 26th.
It is. We're very excited. We've got Aubrey Lynn Music. She's going to be doing some singing and playing so that there can be dancing if you like.
Mm.
We've got a nice steak dinner, I believe steak and shrimp planned, and then we'll have our auction. There'll be a silent auction and live auction. It's always a lot of fun. So we hope people will come out and support the cause. $50 a ticket, and it's a really nice evening at Peninsula Ranch.
And that overlooks Lake Tewakene.
It does. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot.
The card that you have there, photograph, looks like a really fantastic.
Very tranquil
place. Yeah, but overlooking the lake, and this is a major, major part of your fundraising every
year. It is a large portion of our budget, yes.
Okay, so Saturday, August 26th, the Hearts and Hands United Gala. Francis, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Francis Dalby, the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way, and you are starting the day with Morning Edition, your station, 88.9 KETR.